News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, let's go to a country that has adopted a kind of a zero COVID approach, Australia. And we're joined, I'm delighted to say, by Nicola Healy, a nurse in Perth and a PRO of St Gabriel's GA Club in the city. Nicola, sorry, where are you from originally?
Coachford, County Cork.
All right. Okay, listen, thanks for talking to us. You're in Perth. Life is pretty good in Perth at the moment.
Yeah, life is pretty normal, as normal as we can expect. We've been normal since maybe mid-July last July. It's been pretty good. We're like out, we're able to socialise, meet our friends, go into shops, have people over to the houses and stuff. So yeah, it's a lot different to home at the moment.
What about, like, do you wear a mask? Are you able to, like, when you're going out and stuff, do you need to wear a mask?
So I've only worn a mask twice since this whole pandemic started. It's completely optional. It's up to yourself if you like to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask, so I don't wear any masks, but it's compulsory in the airport at the moment. So masks are compulsory just with the last 4 weeks, maybe, or maybe 4 to 2 weeks. They're compulsory in the airport that you have to wear a mask now. But up until like then, it wasn't compulsory.
Do you know anybody who got COVID?
Yes, I do.
In Perth?
No, not in Perth, but in Ireland.
Oh, no,
Perth,
sorry, I meant in Perth. Like, is there anyone in your circle?
Oh, no.
Right. No. Are there lessons for Ireland, do you think?
Stick by the rules. Stay at home. Don't go outside that 5 kilometre rule. And just stick to the rules. We stuck to the rules from March to mid-May. And that's how we are where we are now. It was pretty hard to stick to them because Perth is lovely. It's a beautiful country and it's nice to travel around in it. But yeah, that Easter weekend last year, nobody left the metro city.
How much of that was that? One of the things that has really struck me about Australia from the start is they don't mess around down there. You get a hefty fine if you break the rules, and there's no messing around on it at all. We seem more reluctant in this country to levy hefty fines. Was that a factor, do you think?
Oh yeah, so those fines were quite intense, and it's not just even fines, it was nearly jail time. So I think that's why people kind of stuck to the rules, because they weren't going to pay out the money and stuff. But also what's really after proving to work over here, and why we're living such a normal life at the moment, is that hotel quarantine. I just find that amazing, because anyone that comes in internationally right now is escorted to a hotel. There's different hotels in the city, all the big name hotels, and then the international travellers are quarantined for 14 days without leaving that hotel. So that's why we have no community transmission as of this evening.
Okay. Are you hoping to get back to Ireland anytime in the 2021?
Hopefully. I was supposed to go home in August, but I don't know. I doubt that will happen, because the hotel quarantine at the moment is still in place. Okay. And hotel quarantine is at your own expense, so it's quite expensive.
All right. Okay. Well, look, thanks a million for talking to us, and keep enjoying the good life in Perth. Nicola Healy there, nurse in Perth and PRO of St Gabriel's GAA Club in the city. Interesting story there from Nicola, Ciara.
Absolutely is, and something that perhaps we can only dream about here at the moment.